With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
All right.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
Woo! What up, Doug Gottlieb Show in the Bonus? Fox Sports Radio. You know, I saw this story, Jay Stu, and I thought of you. Obviously, I thought of 16 Candles as well. And I just thought it's like the perfect, it's a perfect podcast story. So Shohei Ohtani made his first appearance in a Dodger preseason spring training game going back 2 days ago, and he hit a home run. And somewhere in the post game and in the next day, there was the, by the way, Shohei Ohtani's married now. It was on an Instagram post. And do you have the post in front of you there, Jay Stu?
I don't have the Instagram post in front of me, but I do have the interpreted interview that was done when the reporters got to him the next
day. Oh, go for it.
Yeah. So through an interpreter, Ohtani says she's a Japanese woman. I don't really feel comfortable talking about when I got married exactly, but she's a normal Japanese woman. And then he goes on to say, I felt like it was good timing because it's before the season. I didn't really want any distractions once the season started. I would have liked to announce it earlier, but there was some paperwork issues that delayed the whole process. And then when asked about the bride, she is a normal Japanese woman who I've known for 3 to 4 years.
I mean, one of the, look, first there's the cultural difference, right, between the United States and Japan. There just is. And what sounds kind of cold and, you know, it doesn't sound terribly loving, I'm sure part of it is he's trying to protect her because even though, you know, I think when he was with the Angels, I think he could, you know, he could operate in and around where he lived and no one would bother him. Now you're with the Dodgers, even though it's, you know, only 30 miles up the road, and it's just crazy. Just crazy. And of course, when he travels back home, it's crazy as well. But yeah, that's weird. It's like, hey, didn't you want to tell us you got married? Like, we could have posted it on our social platforms. We could have sent you a gift. Like, even Dave Roberts is like, yeah, we don't really know what to get him or if he wants anything. And then, like, the paperwork thing, it does sound like, you know, I mean, that B word wouldn't sign the prenup. And finally, I got her to sign the prenup, so we got this thing done. Like, it's just weird. It's just weird, you know? You feel like 16 candles, right? Married? 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 Like, wait, you're married? Yeah. Yeah, I'm married. Well, what's she like? She's just a normal Japanese woman. Okay, that is the most bland and very random description of your new bride I've ever heard.
I like the,
I've been dating a new girl. What's she like? Oh, man, she is the most average American woman ever. Like, what does that mean? Like, again, to whomever, that could mean a million things, right? You could take every negative stereotype or every positive stereotype about any race, culture, or whatever, and run with it and have no idea what we're talking about. And, oh, yeah, by the way, it doesn't, I mean, I'm sure they came to some agreement how he would talk to her, but, man, it's crazy.
I mean, you have the most eligible bachelor in sports, like, who just signed a $700 million contract. So it's like, you would think that, you know, he would appreciate the gravity of this news. Like, oh, you're off the market. And I don't know if the interpreter did him wrong or what, or if it's lost in translation, but it comes off as the most unsentimental thing you could say. If you're saying a normal Japanese woman who I've known for 3 or 4 years, that's the opposite of, it's the love of my life. You know, when I met her on July 20th, 2021, my life changed forever. 3 to 4 years. And she's a normal Japanese woman. There's some paperwork, you know.
There's some paperwork, yeah. I mean, it's like you bought a car. That's really what it is. Like, what kind of car did you buy? Like, I don't know, it's an average
normal
car.
Normal
Japanese car. Like, you know, it's a, okay, so it's an Accord, right? That's what makes you think, like, it's an Accord or a Camry.
High-end Civic.
Why didn't you tell us about it earlier? Like, yeah, there's some paperwork. I had to go to the dealership, and it was a mud flap issue. I had to, yeah, I want to make sure I got my mats.
it caught a hang up with the warranty.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine if that's how it went? It's like no details about the wedding, nothing. Just that, you know, there's some paperwork and had to get to it. It's the most amazing non-story story. Maybe that's the story there, is that he's figured out how to get things to not be a story. It's like one day of scratching your head going like, wait, what? And then we'll never talk about it again. Whereas, you know, if Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce ever get married, everyone's going to know about it. It's going to be a big, and it's just, you know, it's who'd you invite? Who'd you not invite? Who was dancing at the party? All of those other things. But that is the most random deal I've ever heard. She's a normal Japanese woman that I've known for 3 to 4 years, and I didn't announce it because there was some paperwork. Oh, that's amazing on so many levels.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's get to what the Fox says.
And now.
What does the Fox say?
Every day at this time, the Doug Gottlieb Show in the bonus podcast. We play for a portion of a previous show on Fox Sports Radio, Fox Sports 1. This is Michael Irvin talking about Caleb Williams' decision not to do the medical exam at the Combine.
I would pick him number one overall, but that you and Keyshawn have been running back and forth about, that thing that comes along with them called dad, yeah, that's going to be something right there.
Yep.
You can tell right now. He's going. And I was so funny because I was reading the article and he was talking about, hey, you know, he's guided Caleb's career all along. He's been here. And that's great. He has been here. And God bless him. And we appreciate that, because we appreciate any father in his kids' life, yep, especially with the rap that African-American fathers get. So let's just say that. But he said he guided his career. I'm like, hey, I don't remember seeing you throw a pass. You know what I'm saying? That's what that was, that kid. But refusing a medical, this is a strange one, because really what you want to try to do is say, I want to get the medical out the way. Caleb's never had really any injuries and anything. You want to get it out the way so you don't have everywhere you go to have people poking all on you and trying to find out if everything's okay.
Okay. Look, Caleb Williams is going to submit to medical exams, just only to the teams that he thinks may draft him. He's just not going to submit himself to the league-wide medicals. You're only allowed to use leverage if you have leverage. You know, a lesser draft pick can hurt himself by not opening himself up to all these other teams. That's not where he's going to be selected. That's not in his purview. And I don't actually think any of it matters. I just don't. You know, that this is a lot like a relationship, right? Some people in relationships care about how you handle everything else, where some people in relationships, like, I just care about how you handle me. That's really what it's sort of about. So I understand this. I personally would have appeared a little bit more humble, you know, a little bit more humble. But I also understand that some of the humility that others show is fake, whereas he's just being who he purports himself to be. That makes any sense. Here's Dan Patrick and Holly Rowe talking about Caitlin Clark.
What's this experience been like for you covering Caitlin Clark?
It's actually been very wild because, you know, I've been covering women's college basketball for 30 years. I have seen a lot. I have seen the height of UConn's greatness. I've seen Maya Moore, Candace Parker, you know, some of the hype around some of these big athletes. And I just haven't ever seen anything like this. I was in Nebraska the day she had a chance to break the first Division I record. I was in Minnesota night before last. And it is absolute chaos, adoration. You know, little girls, there's thousands of number 22 jerseys, little girls screaming, Caitlin, Caitlin. I mean, it's just really, it's precious. It's amazing. And I think of the legacy that she's leaving. All these little girls, they'll remember this for the rest of their lives. They'll love basketball for the rest of their lives. And I've run into people, like one dad who brought his daughter from Canada, who flew in from Alberta to watch Caitlin Clark play. Another mother of three that drove 1,000 miles from Arkansas to Nebraska to see Caitlin Clark play, and Iowa. So it's been really wild.
It is. I mean, it's a thing. And for whatever reason, you know, there have been others. Some Kelsey Plum, for example, was just a couple years ago. And Sabrina Ionescu was a couple years ago in college. And they resonated, but not to the level of Caitlin Clark. And I think it's the deep threes. I think it's the fact they played for a national championship. I think it's that it's in the Midwest and that it feels different in the Midwest. I think all these things, but I can't put my finger on exactly why, but there's no question about it. This is a thing. It's a happening. And it's more substantive than like the Lynn Sanity sort of happening. And I think anyone can notice that. Literally anyone can notice how big a deal this is. Here's Colin Cowherd talking about Victor Wembanyama.
What you are watching with Wemby, he's Kevin Durant, but much better and more dominant defensively. He's Giannis, but a much better shooter. He's AD, but with much more length and size. He is Wilt Chamberlain with a jumper. It is something to behold. And as I said earlier, he's getting better really quickly. Here was Pop after last night.
He's gotten more and more physical as the year's gone along. Obviously, he's not afraid to put himself out there. He'll take shots. He's not worried about if he misses it and what the consequences are or anything like that. He likes those moments.
We like those moments. Just think about this. Barring any catastrophic injuries, you know, we're getting closer to the end with LeBron. Who does the league hand it to? We talked about this earlier this week. LeBron is such a big brand, and he doesn't necessarily want to give it up. Like a Michael or a Magic, Shaq, he likes the endorsements, he likes the brand, he likes the net worth. LeBron's not giving that thing up. This, not Giannis, not Embiid, not this is the future of the league. And it is something else.
Cowherd is. Woof, you're hot today.
It does feel that way, though. It really does. And, you know, I think the parallel with LeBron, and we'll see when Wemby gets to a playoff team and what it looks like in the biggest of moments. But it looks like a guy who is a can't-miss prospect hasn't missed. It's really, I mean, you know, he looks like a computer creation. He can make a player on 2K. That's what he looks like.
That's what the Fox said.
What does the Fox say?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's find out who's annoying Jason Stewart.
And now, it's your annoying.
Hey, Doug, I know the listeners just heard your take on Caleb Williams not doing the medicals and everything. And I think if it was in a vacuum, I think your reasoning makes perfect sense. He wants to give the medicals to the teams that are going to draft him. And that's probably one team. In a vacuum, that makes sense, and I'm willing to kind of accept that. It's just, it's like the latest in a long line of things that he and his dad are kind of making it out that Caleb Williams is just not your normal, ordinary draft pick. He's not your normal, ordinary top draft pick. He's going to change the way football is played. He's going to change the way business is done with football players. You know, if you take what was reported last summer and then he's looking for ownership in the team that drafts him. There was a report in the last few weeks that as he searched for an agent, they're supposedly asking for ownership in the agency that takes him on. They really think that Caleb is going to change the way football is done. I have a feeling when we talk in a year from now, we're going to be like, yeah, he was just another rookie. He was just another top pick. This reminds me of LeVar Ball. But LeVar Ball was like, there was always a wink with him. Like he was a very helicopter dad, and he said a lot of bullshit, and it was all just kind of with a wink. I just get the feeling that Caleb and his dad are looking to make a paradigm shift in how the NFL is run, and it's just, it doesn't work that way.
No, it does feel like change happens over time, and you know, look, what's interesting about it is Lamar Jackson had his mom as his agent, and it's been widely criticized. But it hasn't been widely criticized because necessarily his mom's his agent. It's been widely criticized because you couldn't get a hold of Lamar Jackson. Like, he wasn't having workouts because they couldn't get a hold of his mom, and they weren't getting calls back, and it was not seen as being done professionally. Now, the thing about Caleb Williams' dad is, I'd say there's some similar calls of lack of professionalism, but it's more of the asks that are made. You know, you start asking for ownership of an agency, they're like, what? Like, that ain't how it works. Right? That ain't how it works at all. So, I think it's fascinating to see if his level of professionalism as a dad and a handler can match up with the level of professionalism with so many of these other football players, because Caleb's not a dumb guy. He understands the game. And when I say the game, I don't mean football. I mean the game of life and business really, really well. And it'll be fascinating to see how buttoned up they are and how that affects not necessarily staff, but the perception of him moving forward.
Do you know who Dustin Lutke is?
No.
Okay. Well, you quote tweeted him just now.
The guy?
I found that hilarious. So Dustin Lutke is the content director for Dynasty Pros Fantasy Football. He was given access to the combine, obviously, because he asked this question. Wait, Caleb Williams takes the podium, and Dustin Lutke just came in hot with this question.
Caleb, are you afraid to compete? Are you afraid to compete? How do you respond to people say that you're worried to be compared side by side with your peers in medicals, measurements, and workouts? Are you afraid to be measured against those guys one-on-one? Is that why you're not doing things?
No, not doing things. It was a decision by me and my team, my family, and it comes down to that.
That was a pretty terrible question. Series of questions, because it wasn't one, there was like three, right? Are you scared to compete? Great. So scared is a trigger word. It's a yes, no. And no one's ever, has anyone ever said, yes, I'm scared to compete? You know, then he goes into some other questions, and Caleb handled it, I thought, really, really well. It's annoying that people can't ask a fucking question the right way when it's your fucking job to do the fucking question the right way. Correct?
And I think that, like, if I'm the NFL or the NFL PR, and I don't know if I necessarily accept this guy's credential request next season. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that, like, there needs to be some kind of, I don't know what you would call it, not only professionalism, but it sounds to me that, like, he just jumped the gun. Like, he didn't want to, if there was a line of questions or whatever, he just jumped the gun. But anyways, Dustin Lutke. Might be the only time we ever talk about that dude, but here's another one. Cam Newton and that brawl that we saw on Sunday. More details have come forward. Just to bring the listeners up to speed, Cam Newton seemingly was jumped by multiple guys at a 7-on-7 camp on Sunday. And then the overwhelming opinion on Twitter and was that Cam got jumped and he kicked the other guy's ass and those other guys are assholes for jumping him and blah, blah, blah. Well, the head of the other organization went on, I think it was an Atlanta FM station, and said, look, Cam's been talking shit towards us, about us for many years. And he's the one who shoved my guy. And that's what triggered the violence. So I was interested to see if Cam would have a response to that. But no, he just has an apology, and it sounded like this.
To every single high school player, to every single person of influence, to every single athlete, use my situation as a way to understand that in one moment, in one decision, your life can change, just like that. And I let my emotions get the best of me, and it should not have been called for. Mm-hmm. Simple. And with that, I apologize to anybody affected. That just goes to show you, you got to always stay in control of your emotions. And that's where the humanistic side came in there. And there's no excuse.
So there you go. He never denied the other story. In fact, it sounds like he's accepted it and apologized for it. And so everybody who jumped on these so-called thugs for ganging up on Cam Newton Sunday, you're assholes. And the larger part about this is that the other story largely was about how Cam has been talking shit. And, you know, that goes back to the incident in Kansas City at the celebration. And I know you got emotional about it. We all did, right? And it came down to a group of guys were talking shit. A group of guys were looking at each other wrong. So if that now is the threshold for shooting people, and just talking shit validates somebody's decision to be violent, in this case, to have six guys jump a guy, I think that might be one of the issues with this mass shooting thing, with the violence thing, right? Your threshold is so low that somebody just talking shit warrants violence. So anyways, there's a lot of annoying things about this brawl, and I found those to be most.
There is a lot of annoying things about this brawl. I'm just trying to figure out who we point out as the most annoying. Any others?
Dustin Lutke, the Cam Newton situation, and Caleb Williams and his dad.
I'm going to go with Justin Lutke. And here's why. Okay. Lots of people can ask bad questions. It's your job to ask better questions. And yours, it's your job. You're annoying!
Why are we doing this?
Why do I?
Because we can.
What's your because we can, Jace?
Wemby. He needs a new nickname, but he had a really good game last night against Chet Holmgren. And the Spurs won for the first time in a long time. And they gave him the microphone to talk to the crowd. It's not easy to hear, but it qualifies for this segment today.
And I miss this shit. I love it. I missed it. Enjoying the game and winning back from the running road trip with more than 16,000 people that I love. That's true.
Simply, I miss the shit about winning.
Yeah, except he was talking about the Spurs, and the Spurs have been winning at all in a while. But I know what he's talking about. I know what he's talking about. Why can we play it for you? Because we can. Let's get to our pick of the day.
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
It's time for the pick of the day.
Okay, kids, pick of the day is going to come from college basketball, and obviously gigantic slate tomorrow. But before we even get to tomorrow, we got some games tonight to deal with. By the way, you're welcome on Grand Canyon yesterday, right? I thought it was a big number. Can we put that together, by the way, Jay Stu, for like a rejoin? All my picks from the week in college basketball, because I hit on, I believe, all of them.
Well, definitely put all the ones you hit on and just ignore the ones you don't.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. I think that's usually good form. Creighton's taking on Marquette. This one's going to be played in Omaha. And Tyler Kolek's the star point guard for Marquette. He's been banged up with an oblique injury. Creighton's a 3-point favorite. Remember the last week they blew out UConn at home. I like the Blue Jays because I think they're going to hold Tyler Kolek out. That's just a guess. Give me the Blue Jays. I'll lay 3 points at home for them to cover. All right, that's it for the In the Bonus podcast. Check out the Daily Radio Show. We should roll right into it. And, of course, you can also listen to it on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Doug Gottlieb. Have a great weekend. This is Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.